1st, Wisconsin's unemployment rate hit a record low last month. The preliminary estimate shows that unemployment dropped to 2.9% in February, making it the lowest level in Wisconsin's history. Governor Walker highlighted those numbers during his weekly radio address this morning, saying the state has come a long way over the last decade.
All this is a stark contrast to 8 years ago, when the unemployment rate hit 9.2% at the start of 2010. Wisconsin had lost more than 130,000 jobs in the 4 years before we took office. Our focus back then was on jobs, jobs, jobs. Now it's on workforce, workforce, workforce.
Our next guest is here to talk about what the numbers mean and what it says about the state's economy. Steve Deller is a professor of agriculture and applied economics and the interim director for the Center for Community and Economic Development at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and UW Extension. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon.
Well, as an economist, your reaction to these unemployment numbers in this monthly report?
This is really remarkably low. Level of unemployment. You have to go back for Wisconsin, you have to go back to the late 1990s to see something this low. Generally, when we, you know, we think about what's kind of the natural rate of unemployment, that's just kind of reflection of the churn in the economy. Economists argue, is it 4%? Is it 4.5%? But when you get below 3%, that's pointing to something.
And when it's down that low, in my limited understanding of economics, that means wage pressure might go up. Have we seen increasing wages to go along with these low unemployment numbers?
No, we have not.
Why would that be?
Well, there's a couple of things that are going on here. First of all, we've been looking at kind of this evidence of pushing wages up, and we're not seeing it. But the data that we're looking at, there's a little bit of a lag time in there, so it may not be reflecting, you know, what's happening exactly today. But there's problems in the sense of that a lot of the jobs that we've created in Wisconsin simply can't afford to pay the wages and offer the benefits that are attractive to people. So I think if you have businesses that are paying competitive wages, offering decent benefits, a good work environment, I don't think that they're having a hard time hiring workers. It's the ones that simply cannot afford to raise wages and see that upward pressure that they're the ones that are really kind of suffering.
So what kind of businesses are you talking about? I imagine it's businesses with tight margins where there isn't that wiggle room.
Exactly. These are firms that the only way that they can drive their profitability is to keep costs down. And one of the big costs for a lot of firms is labor cost. And if they start to raise wages in order to attract workers, they start losing money and they won't be in business very long.
So what sectors would fit that category?
What we kind of call commodity products. This would be a good example would be dairy. Dairy farmers really don't have much control over the price of milk. So the only way that they can drive profitability is to keep an eye on cost. You look at a lot of the manufacturing that's in Wisconsin, a lot of it is commodity-based driven. A lot of our cheese production goes into commodity markets, so they don't have much control over their prices. And that puts them between a rock and a hard place.
Now, how about the labor force participation? Now, that's another factor when we hear the unemployment number. That's part of the story, but there's also the story of some people are or aren't factored into that based on whether they've given up looking for work. Do we know what we're seeing in Wisconsin with that lately?
There are different measures of unemployment, and there's a couple that, and the one that we report on a monthly basis like this is called U3. But there are other ones to look at, people that have been unemployed for more than 15 weeks, people that have that are working part-time, want full-time. Even when you look at those broader measures, the unemployment rate is still at remarkably low levels. So it's essentially, you know, people that want to find a job, they're able to find a job. The question is whether or not they're the types of jobs that are they can be retained.
And how do we compare on unemployment with the rest of the country? It seems like the trend usually is Wisconsin tracks national trends, but our unemployment is a little lower. Do I have that right?
That's correct.
And is that what we're seeing recently?
I think that's what we're seeing, yes.
And that holds true in a bad economy and a good economy. We're usually a little bit better in that raw percentage than the country as a whole.
The only state that consistently beats us in that regard is Iowa. Iowa always has a lower unemployment rate than we do. But generally, you're right. We generally have low levels of unemployment compared to the nation.
Now, we heard from Governor Walker there talking about 2010, a higher unemployment rates, 9.something% back then. That was at the bottom kind of the Great Recession. Can you talk about how Wisconsin is following national trends versus charting its own path when it comes to jobs.
We weren't, as bad as the Great Recession was, we weren't hit as bad as the national economy was. So in that regard, our unemployment rate, although it was high, it was still below the national average. The national unemployment rate is tracking down, but we are, again, tracking down a little bit lower than that. The only difference between the Wisconsin and the national economy is that our rate of recovery has been slower than the national economy. And we've been trying to figure out what it is about Wisconsin that's been driving that.
Do we have any ideas?
Not yet. How long have you got to talk?
Right. I mean, is it something, and this is a question that I come back to a lot. I've probably asked you this a few times. How much control over its own economy does a state like Wisconsin have versus we're riding the currents of the national or global economy?
It's the national and global economy, but the state sets the tone. For example, the recent initiative to try to put advertising in the Twin Cities in Chicago and Detroit to try to attract millennials, that's not really going to work. What millennials are looking for is things like investments in schools, investments in environment, invest in transportation and public safety, investment in things like broadband, quality of life type factors. So the state can influence that by how they decide to invest money. And Wisconsin, unfortunately, has been pursuing cut taxes, and that means cut programs. And that's not really what a lot of millennials are looking for.
Talking to Steve Deller from UW-Madison and UW Extension, looking at very low unemployment numbers here in Wisconsin. We also heard the governor talk about something he's been saying for a while now. We need to focus on workforce. That's part of that advertising initiative. Yes. You just mentioned trying to get workers into the state. We've got low unemployment numbers, and then this Foxconn deal coming in. A lot of employees needed there. Is Wisconsin in certain sectors, maybe even the better paying job sectors, going to have trouble filling those jobs?
I think with Foxconn, if you bring that up, no, I don't think Foxconn's going to have a hard time, primarily because they are paying fairly good wages, and you have the Chicago labor market to tap into, and you have the Milwaukee labor market to tap into. So I don't think Foxconn's going to have a hard time finding workers. It's a question of where they're going to be coming from.
Are they going to be coming from Wisconsin? Are they going to be commuting from across the border is one question people have raised.
I think they're going to be a lot commuting from across the border. One thing that we have been looking at, a colleague of mine, Matt Kears, in the Center for Community and Economic Development, has been looking at what we call stretch commuting. And it's defined as people that commute more than 50 miles one way to work. And what we're finding over the past 10 years is the willingness of people to commute greater distances to take jobs has been growing, and growing rather rapidly. We're not sure if people are being pushed into longer commuting or they're being pulled into it for better jobs. But I think with Foxconn, the types of jobs that they're being offered, I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be pulled into those jobs and willing to commute greater distances.
Now let's talk about workers who have been hard hit by changes in manufacturing, in particular the workers with a high school education, with some college or no college. What is the job situation looking like for them in Wisconsin?
If they're willing to commute, or if they're willing to relocate, I think that there's tremendous job opportunities. I think one of the problems that we've got in the state is what we call a spatial mismatch, and it's part of that commuting thing, is that we have a lot of jobs over in this part of the state, but we have a surplus of labor in another part of the state. You can oftentimes think about it in terms of like a surplus of labor in inner city Milwaukee and a deficit of workers out in the suburbs. They're just not spatially matching up. Now, this comes into questions about transportation policy, public transportation, road investments, all sorts of policies.
And there's a national story, too, about jobs in more expensive cities. Dane County kind of fits into this a little bit. And great, you want to relocate there. Can you afford to move there? Can you afford to live there?
That is something that we're actually looking at. A lot of communities in Wisconsin are concerned that the reason that they're having a labor shortage is because of housing. People are not able to move into the housing market. And it's one of two things. One is the housing market is either too expensive, or the housing market is, or the housing condition is not very good housing. It's just not been maintained. It's not in a state of repair. That is something that we're trying to look at. And when you look at housing stress, and you compare us to the rest of the nation, we look pretty good compared to the West Coast, compared to the kind of the Boston-Washington corridor. We look fine.
I want to throw you an economic curveball, a little tangentially related here, Steve. In a few minutes, we're going to talk about one kind of tariffs. The president is announcing tariffs targeting China. We've been hearing about the steel and aluminum. Looking at Wisconsin's economy, just briefly, what do you have hopes or worries when it comes to tariffs and how they'll affect the state?
I have real serious concerns. A lot of the manufacturing in the state relies on steel. And much of this manufacturing, again, doesn't have control over the prices that it can charge. So if you start upping the price of steel, and they're going to have to cut costs someplace else because a lot of these firms can't pass the cost on to the consumer. So it's going to put a lot of firms between a rock and a hard place. And if you start a trade war with China, we're going to lose because they're in a better position to ride that out. So this is... this whole kind of, we can win a trade war. You cannot win a trade war. So this is scary. It's going to put the brakes on the economy.
Steve, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Stephen Deller, professor of agriculture and applied economics and interim director of the Center for Community and Economic Development at UW-Madison and UW-Extension. Joins us today to look at the latest unemployment numbers in Wisconsin and the economic outlook for the state.